How are you doing this morning, Henry?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I'm kind of tired because we've been going absolutely ham with pre-production rehearsals and all that jazz for getting ready for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm doing great.
That's awesome. Speaking of the tour, obviously you've got some shows coming up, including one in my great city of Christchurch on November 27th. I guess we'll start off with this. What can people expect from an Alien Weaponry live show?
I mean, they're always intense. Last time we played in Christchurch, we had crazy pits, and hopefully we're delivering just a killer show.
Yeah.
People always tell us that we deliver a pretty good live show. We're also going to be playing a brand new track that we've never played live before.
Awesome.
Off the new album, so that's something that people can look forward to.
Definitely.
For this tour.
Definitely, that's super exciting. Bringing it back a little bit, obviously you guys have garnered this huge level of success over the last few years. What's the journey been like going from starting a band in high school to then having, you know, worldwide success?
I mean, it was quite, I guess, until probably a couple of years ago, it just felt like things stayed relatively the same. We were entering lots and lots of band competitions and kind of, you know, doing pretty well in some of them. But yeah, over the last few years, we've really, I guess, taken off. You know, our first few tours overseas were really successful. And for us, it's been kind of a bit of a learning curve, and it's taken a little bit of getting used to, I guess, in regards to kind of making that mental shift, going, well, we're actually, I guess, what a lot of people would consider like a successful band now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really thankful for all the support we've gotten over the years, and I hope we're able to keep going with it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will. Obviously, you guys are, you know, in this awesome high point in your career. Over the time, what have been some of the highlights for you guys in your career, and what are some things that you're hoping to achieve as the years go onwards?
I mean, for us, just being able to get out of New Zealand with our music has been, I guess, something that a lot of bands here don't get to do.
Mm.
And I mean, probably playing at Varkin would have been one of the coolest things that we've ever got to do. It's this massive German metal festival.
Awesome.
And it's probably the most well-known metal festival in the world.
Mm.
It's actually the biggest metal festival in the world as well.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really, really cool to have that on our resume, I guess. I mean, there's a couple of other things. I mean, we've always dreamt about playing the Town Hall.
Yeah.
My brother and I used to go there as kids, and we played the Town Hall, the Auckland Town Hall, in March.
Yeah.
It was just amazing to be able to kind of go from being kids and going, wow, I want to be on that stage one day, to actually being on it.
Yeah, definitely. That's super cool. Obviously, a staple of Alien Weaponry music, something that people have really grown to love, is that a lot of your music is sung in Te Reo Māori, which I'm sure has opened a lot of people's eyes to seeing Te Reo in a different light. Was that something that you guys actively considered when you were starting, or was it just kind of a natural decision that you fell into?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of fell into it because we had some friends who played in a band that was called Strangely Arousing. They also played in Rock Quest in a different band.
Yeah.
But they... Pacifica Beats, and we thought it was kind of a cool concept, a competition based around incorporating, you know, your culture, whether it be Māori or Samoan or Tongan and island culture into your music. And so we decided we'd give writing a Māori metal song a go, which is how we wrote Luana Te Whenua. And yeah, I mean, the reception was great, and we decided that, you know, people liked it and we liked doing it, so we went and kept doing it, and it's worked for us so far, and we really enjoy it. And there's a lot of really cool stuff to write about in regards to what we call Te Ao Māori, which is like the Māori world, I guess. It's kind of like what being Māori is. It's a big part of being Māori is Te Ao Māori.
Yeah.
So it's all the stories behind, you know, your family and everything, your family stories, and all of that. And there's just a lot of really, really awesome stuff that you can write songs about.
Yeah, that's really cool. What's the reception been like overseas for singing Te Reo? Obviously, in New Zealand, we're not great, but we're getting slightly better at appreciating and understanding the language. What's it been like when you're playing to these overseas audiences?
The reception overseas has actually been almost been better here than over here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people find it just like crazy interesting because it's this language they've never heard of, but because we're drawing influence from haka and you know, I guess kind of traditional Māori ways of songwriting, it's got a really kind of unique sound, what we feel anyway.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And so yeah, it just kind of like, I guess, catches a lot of people's interest, which I guess works in our favour a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have a new addition to your band as well. On the bass, you've got Turanga Morgan Edmonds. How's it been bringing someone new into the fold of the band?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously he's a new member of the band, but I've known him since I was like probably 10.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was going to school with me through my whole high school years, and we've been playing in bands just at school pretty much that whole time.
Yeah.
And he was actually in my whānau class, or my form class, whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, I hung out with him pretty much every day. So I know Turanga really well, and Lewis knows his younger brother really well and knows Turanga pretty well.
Cool.
So, yeah, the adjustment was pretty easy. And he's doing really well, and we can't wait to go on tour and see what other people think.
Definitely.
We think people are going to love him.
I'm sure they will. Obviously, tour coming up soon. Congratulations on that, and best of luck. Is there any final things you want to say, shout outs you want to get out?
I mean, obviously I want to shout out everyone who's listening to our music and coming to our shows, and to anyone who doesn't have a ticket yet or is just on the fence, I would highly recommend you coming down to the show, whether it's in Christchurch or if you're closer to one of the other shows that we're doing, get down there, come hang out with us, and enjoy a real mint show.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Henry, drummer for Alien Weaponry, for talking to me this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries, man.
Awesome. Catch you, man.
See ya.